Narrative Frameworks 82. Why new narrative? Why do we need narrative? Why do we need framework? Well, because otherwise we're pissing about in nothing, nowhere. And not a realized no thing now here, but an unrealized nothing and nowhere. An unrealized loss. That is, unless we're realized. We need to realize that the stories we tell, quietly to ourselves, and more loudly as a group, and shout out as a culture, are the stories we live by. Our narrative framework is the fundamental understanding we live by, is fundamentally the understanding we live by. And often the narrative framework operates outside of our consciousness, outside of our perception, under the radar. And so we're unconsciously living life rather than consciously aware of the mechanisms through and by which we live. So not only might we need a new narrative, but we need to see the narrative we're operating on and with in the first place, in the first instance. And perhaps when we see that that narrative is not serving us, is not serving life, then we see the need for a new narrative. And there is a need for a new narrative when the old one cannot sustain life any longer. Much of our narrative understandings are based on the primacy of a separate self, an individual separate self, a body-mind entity, a separate entity, a delineated, bounded packet or pocket of life. A building block. And this was suited perhaps to, a few decades ago, the post-war build of the world. You know, if we want to build up a physical world and a physical world system around us, then maybe it's good to have a physical world conceptualization of ourselves. A building block, creating the building blocks of life, the building block model. But now we are causing ourselves problems. Destruction, isolation, neuroticism, escapism, removal from life's principles, more and more. In a way, the world has been built. Of course, it's always being created. We are the outpouring of the creative principle. But in many ways, the physical structures of the world have been built. So what now? What next? Either we get caught up in those physical structures, caught up in survival mode, stuck in survival mode, stuck in building block mode, limited individual entity mode, surviving in a world of arena of survival, or we move beyond survival to actualization. There's a greater truth and wisdom shining through, or at least knocking on the door, to see if humanity will answer the call. And this is a call to harmony, connection, the truth of unity, or oneness, where no secondary image will do. And yes, plurality, yes, manyness, but only in the context of the oneness we know. And this is no semblance of oneness, no hashed together material or mental expression only. This is the spiritual dimension of realization where the subtle faculties have opened to the deeper truth beyond building blocks, to the field of awareness which building blocks are born out of. You see, the primacy of awareness is not a secondary of block conceptualization. It's the primary field, the primary energy, the primary spiritual essence, the source. This is the true oneness of spiritual realization that knows oneness because it is oneness and naturally reflects this truth through the mental, through the emotional, through the physical, from the inside out, not the outside in. You know, we're not encapsulated beings looking out. We are the whole of existence, choosing to encapsulate itself for a time, for a space, for a journey. So this is what the new narrative is all about. It's about turning what's being turned on its head back upright. And so it is not strictly new. It has always been with us. It is the acknowledgement of the deeper, higher truth that lives within us, that in current mainstream narratives or popular narratives, truth has been denied, undermined, and its material manifestation has been apparently established above it in this inversion. So the rectifying of this is to put spirit back at the head, to put consciousness back at the head, not the head of the body, but the head of the natural order. To see it in its right place as the primary that gives birth to all secondaries and exists also in all secondaries. This is the truth that is as alive as we are, because most truly and freely our life is this. The new narrative is boundless freedom, existing in a balance of structure and freedom. We need structures to enable life rather than block it, to bring life back to itself in living flow, rather than bring it into false boxes or take it into false fantasy. And yeah, we can create boxes, but we just don't become lost in them anymore, because we know that boxes are not the primary, but what creates boxes is the primary. The spirit that manifests, crystallizes into form. And when we know life, when we know the living flow, we don't go into a false fantasy of minute boxes disguised as flow, as pixels disguised as light. We need to see that we hold implicit assumptions about who and what we are. We take these assumptions for granted and live from this point. These assumptions that we take for granted surely should not be taken for granted, because they inform the whole way we live. If you conceptualize yourself or feel you know yourself to be a little me self, then that little me in the world, a small part of the landscape, needs filling, needs bolstering, needs supporting. The big me, the whole field of consciousness, In this, all is well. You have not limited yourself to a false limitation, and so you do not occupy your time trying to plug the holes of that false limitation, trying to justify that false limitation. When you no longer have a false narrative of your life, you no longer waste energy sustaining that false narrative. So all this is about coming to know ourselves, coming to know who we are, coming to know our potential, and to live from this point of pure potential out in the manifest world, from center to edges and back again. And wherever we are, we can be at the center, this new narrative. It's a narrative of centered life, life centered in itself.